Imported car dealer, Clay and Venice Avenue in San Francisco. Branches also in Oakland, Berkeley, and Walnut Creek. Waiting for the cars to come by on their next to the last lap. Quickly, while we have a few moments, we want to follow on the last lap the leader as he goes all the way around. We can't follow him, of course, by radio because we're just in one spot, but we will try to give you a word-by-word picture of just what must be happening, how they must be driving that final lap. At the beginning of the race yesterday, close to 24 hours ago, the Peter Collins Phil Hill Ferrari was the leader for two laps as Peter Collins got away from the start at the Le Mans start, was the first one out and the first one through the course. He then was forced into the pits after two laps because of the engine deficiency and the car was retired. Roy Salvatore, who had been running second at the time in the Aston Martin, then took the lead. At the end of five laps, however, Mike Hawthorn, who started out fourth in the first lap, moved on through and came up as the leader and remained so for 25 laps. At that time, he made a pit stop. Ivor Buab, driving the privately entered D-Jaguar, took over and has been the leader ever since. He still is the leader. The three factory-entered Maseratis were all retired by the end of the 25th lap due to mechanical difficulties. The RS Spider was leading in the 1500cc class and still is the leader. The British Lotus, driven at this time by Ashdown and Stacey, with 39 laps complete, seems to be running very, very well and probably will come out as the index performance winner. The Ferraris are all out of there, except the two-liter Ferrari that currently is running fifth and will end up fifth in that order, behind the four Jaguars that are leading. I would like to point out here that at Le Mans, you see road racing at its best. Perhaps it's best from an all-out and all-around standpoint. It's fast, it's tremendously hard and difficult on the drivers themselves as they pit man and machinery against the forces of the road and the forces of Mother Nature that can come down from upon them. However, in the United States, you see races similar to this, maybe not quite as dynamic and dramatic, and not quite as long, of course, but you can see sports car races just like this all over the United States in the summertime. Sports Car Club of America runs many races throughout the country each summer. Some of them are coming up in Northern California in the next few months. August 3rd and 4th, a six-hour race similar to this one here at Le Mans will be held at Cotati in Santa Rosa, California. And if you'd like to feel some of the excitement that the many hundreds of thousands of people are feeling right here, then your best bet is to attend that race in Santa Rosa, if you possibly can, on August 3rd and 4th. We're just about ready for the appearance brought to you for the past 24 hours by BMC as well as Bruce's Tire Shop at 4017 MacArthur Avenue in Oakland, known as a recap specialist for all sports and foreign cars. Believe me, if you're thinking of changing tires, see Bruce and check with him on his recaps. They're safe. They've been proven safe in the most grueling of all activities, road racing at its finest in the United States. And there goes the Ivor Buab, Ron Flockhart Jaguar, with Buab driving it, and we'll follow him around the course. He takes the turn to the right, dips under the famous Dunlop Bridge at about 130 miles per hour, downshifting to third to about 100 miles an hour as he rounds that bend. Heads back in to fourth gear again as he shoots for 1 kilometer, again right in toward the S's, downshifting to third and sometimes to second, depending upon the traffic. Through the S's you go, a sharp swing to the left, and then back to the right again. And as you come out of the S's, through the tunnel, and brakes on as you slow for the sharp 20 mile per hour turn to the right, which is Terre Rouge. Around it you go as you gear down, and then up the straits of Mulsanne, accelerating up the bending straight from 110 miles per hour to 120, 30, 140. The speedometer climbs past the 160 mile per hour mark, and if you're in a D-Jaguar, you're going 170 miles an hour down the straight. On you fly for 8 kilometers of sheer speed and determination. And then all of a sudden, you see the end of the road, and you slow down, braking, gearing down as you slow for Mulsanne Corner. That is a good 15 to 20 mile per hour turn. As you make the turn safely, swinging tight and cutting out to the wide left side, you accelerate from 20 miles per hour all the way up to 80, 90, and 100, and then shift down to third again for the corner called Indianapolis, named so because the bricks are red. And then it's braking again. You shift to second, whip around the sharp right that is the corner at Arnage. Up the bend you speed, slowing just perceptibly, maybe, as you round White House Corner. And then it's accelerate again up to 120 and 130 miles per hour. And before you know it, the car is hoving into view. We are seeing the car coming up the line. The checkered flag is being waved. And the winner comes through, Ivor Bueb. The 24-hour Le Mans race is over. And the people in the press box down below here showing their appreciation by applauding. And the crowd before... It's all over, but the shouting now is the flag being waved here by George Farrow, giving the checkered flag to everybody. They don't have to make another lap now. It is all over. The 24 hours of frantic figuring, statistics, and everything has been put down on paper. Now everyone relaxes for a moment before they dig in to figure out all the final statistics. Unofficially, and coming through with unofficially breaking all kinds of record, the dark green Scots Team Jaguar. Ivan Bueb and Ron Flockhart, averaging 114 miles per hour. And the four British cars, all covering the equivalent of, well, for instance, five consecutive Indianapolis 500-mile races. It's all over. Here are the winners. Right now, Ivan Bueb, and driving the car at the moment down below the Jag area, and right alongside of him, sitting up on top of the car, where the other seat would be, is Ron Flockhart. Gathered around them are a multitude of people. And Ivor, I believe, is not drinking a glass of water there. It looks like a green bottle of French champagne, and he certainly deserves it. A tremendous driving feat by Bueb and Flockhart. They took the lead in the 25th lap. They held it all the way. Followed closely by the Jaguar of Sanderson and Lawrence, who took second. Jaguar third with Lucas and Mary. Jaguar fourth, Frere and Roselle. Ferrari fifth, Evans and Savary. Porsche, the RS Porsche Spyder, Story and Crawford. Seventh, Jaguar, Grip, Maston, Gregory and Hamilton. Eighth, Ferrari with Harris and Bianchi. Ninth, Porsche with Hugo and Kessler. Tenth, the Lotus with Ashdown and Stacy. Those are the 10 that we have as our broadcast time running the gamut here and running out very, very quickly. The race is just about finished here. And I think that we should conclude, as we have been on for 24 hours, as we opened with the showing of the colors and the military French band performing the Marseillaise, the French national anthem. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have concluded the final broadcast of our 24 hours from KLX, brought to you by Bruce's Tire Shop in Oakland, BMC British Motor Cars. It's been a pleasure bringing you this broadcast first on the West Coast. We hope you enjoyed it. We'd like to hear from you if you did. Until next time, then, this is your reporter, Roy Story, thanking the crew of engineers at KLX, returning you now to our studios.
Complete coverage from the Le Mans scene of the 24-hour sports car race came to you, Roy Story reporting, over 910 radio station KLX Oakland. The time here is now 9:15 and 30 seconds. Let's take a very short look at the weather, and I'll check more sports this morning at 9:30, and because of the race, we will have a little bit of a late arrival time for music on the lazy side. We're always glad to give way to such an outstanding event as we have covered for you with Roy Story for the past 24 hours. Now the weather for the Bay Region, fair, and we like this.